This CD contains the opinions and thoughts of certain independent sales directors. The information shared with you by these individuals are their own ideas and strategies regarding the cultivation of a successful independent Mary Kay business. The independent sales directors hope that you find something in this CD to inspire you and to help you succeed in your own independent Mary Kay business. Naturally, your personal results may vary depending on the time and effort you choose to invest in your Mary Kay business. As with any business opportunity, various factors may affect the financial results that are achieved in your Mary Kay business. Therefore, there are no guarantees regarding same.
Do you wish you had that something extra that could make your skincare classes powerful? Well, look no further. In this CD, independent national sales director Kelly McCarroll shares her secret to turning the skincare class into a power class. Kelly's easygoing style draws you in as she demonstrates what a power class is from open to close. So get ready to be filled with knowledge and excitement as you see how easy it is to transform a skincare class into a power class.
Good morning. Well, I'm going to share just a little bit about myself and how I got started. I woke up one morning about 16 years ago, and I was left alone to support my family overnight. My children were 3 and 6, 2 little boys, and I do have a finance degree, and so I thought, well, I'll go back to work, and I'll use that finance degree to support my family. Well, that degree brought me a whopping $215 a week, and my mortgage was $800 a month. So needless to say, I was losing everything. My father was a district judge in New Mexico and kept saying, just pack the boys up and move home. And I kept saying, Dad, you know, that's a great offer, but this is my time to show you that you were successful in raising me. And so I said, I'll find a way, I'll make a way. Well, one of the things that I did, both of my kids were in a private Christian preschool kindergarten, and so it costs money to be in a private school. So I became the janitor of that school in order to keep my kids there. And so every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m., I cleaned the kindergarten. At 6 a.m., I went home and I got ready for work. And at 7 a.m., I drove 60 miles one way to report in a car dealership in the finance department. I worked all day long, and I got off at 6 o'clock in the evening, and I drove 60 miles back home and got home every evening at 7 o'clock to greet 2 little boys that wanted all my time and energy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And I had nothing left to give. I was praying all the way to work every day. I was praying all the way home. I was crying all the way to work. I was crying all the way home. And every morning when I would clean the kindergarten, the owner of the kindergarten kept saying, Kelly, you need to look into Mary Kay. And I just kept thinking, you know, why? I just kept thinking I couldn't do one more thing with my life. I met that woman for lunch, and I kind of started to talk myself out of it. And then she showed me these checks that you could earn every month as a sales director. And here I'm giving my 50,000 excuses why I couldn't do this. And you have to understand, here I am. I haven't even signed up yet. And she said, Kelly, you have the potential to earn these commission checks. And I just looked at her and I said, what's the catch? And she said, you're the catch. Are you willing to do the work? And I said, I'm willing to do the work if you're willing to teach me. And so she said, I'll teach you everything I know on one condition. And I said, what's that? And she said, you have to show up. And so I signed on the dotted line, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to show up for everything. I mean, we expect our kids to show up for school, don't we? I mean, it's kind of like signing that agreement. I mean, you sign that agreement. Well, you have to show up to learn. There's no other way. And so I signed up. I did earn my first car. I lost my home the same day. I truly believe that when God closes a door, He opens a window. And I just thought, you know what, this is okay. I remember when Scott and Seth came home from school that day, I thought, how in the world am I going to tell them this? And so when they came in, I said, I've got some good news and some not so good news. And they're like, well, what's the good news, Mom? I said, I did earn the car. And they're like, yes, Mom, we knew you could do it. And then Scott, my oldest, said, well, what's the not so good news? I said, well, the not so good news is we no longer have the home. And they sat there for just a split second. I always say that children have a degree in BBA, bounce back ability. And they said, what's the not so good news? I said, we no longer have the home. And they sat there and they go, that's okay, Mom. We'll just live in the car. Well, we didn't live in the car, but they were thrilled to do that. And the next 4 months, I went on and I became a sales director. And you know what? I have never, ever looked back. This has been the greatest gift, other than my two children, that I have ever given myself. So. I had been a sales director for 10 years. When I made the decision to become a national sales director, one of the things I did was I went back to the skincare class, because what I wanted to personally do was equip people for success. And so I developed what we call the power class. And so I'm going to be teaching you how I conducted my skincare classes and built my national area from the skincare class. I truly believe that the skincare class is where everything happens. I also believe that you can work the skincare class full circle. And that is where we book, that's where we coach, that's where we sell, and that is where we recruit. I think sometimes we go into the skincare class and we do assume the sell, right? But sometimes we don't go into the skincare class assuming the recruit. And here's how I feel about that. If Mary Kay herself, the woman, only wanted us to sell at the skincare class, did you know that none of us would be in this room today? Because she wanted us to work it full circle. I would go in and I would do my skincare classes and I would forget to book. I would leave the class. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And so I had to develop a system, and really all I'm going to teach you today is tweaking the introduction of the class and tweaking the closing of the class. You guys are still going to conduct your skincare class the way you always do, and you can follow the flip chart beautifully and still tweak this, the opening. I am going to show you what I do in the middle, and I am going to show you what I do in the close. I believe that is the most powerful part of the class, is the opening and the close. And so I had to set a system that would be effective in making sure that I hit all 4 points, which of course are booking classes, coaching those classes to hold, selling the product, and of course recruiting the new recruits. Have y'all gone in and done classes and a lot of people are sitting there with their arms crossed, or they're like, how long is this going to take? They're on a time schedule and it makes you a little nervous inside because they're sitting there and it's a little intimidating. Well, so here's what I did. I give the format of what they can expect. When you start telling people what they can expect that day, all of a sudden they become relaxed. They'll unfold their arms from being, you know, crossed, and they're going to retain more information when they're in a relaxed state. And that's what you want. So I would go in at the beginning and I would say, here's, you know, thanking everybody for being there today, and that this is what they could expect. I was going to give a little 10-minute introduction. We're going to try the products on the face, and that's going to take about 20 minutes. I'm going to teach y'all how I do that. And then I'm going to give them a 10-minute marketing and letting them know what I am looking for. Anytime you say, I'm looking for this, it takes the pressure off them. And they'll listen with an open mind and retain more information. Then I simply say, in the last 10 minutes, I'm going to give you the best news of all, and that is, how much does it cost? And they have their agenda, and they're like, oh, okay. So they know what to expect. Now they start to become a little bit more comfortable. Now, the first thing I do, and I'm going to go over this a couple of times because people do like to have this written down. So I will say it and go over it to where you can write it down. This is one of the key things that I truly believe make this class so powerful and set it a little bit apart. It's because it's all in our wording. But I tell people, I thank them for being there. I'm looking for three things today. I believe that every single person sitting at this class today will fall into one of these three categories. I believe that every single person at this class today will fall into one of these three categories. The first thing is customers. And here's how I do the customer. I say, I'm looking for customers. I would love to be your independent beauty consultant. And then I ask them, who here at the class right now? And I do the raising of the hand. And the reason I do that is because I have found when I am teaching and I start doing this, people have to listen to me to know when to raise their hand. So they start to listen more. So I'm utilizing their listening skill. So I say, who here today uses lipstick, lip liner, mascara, cleansing cream, moisturizer of any brand? And I keep naming every Mary Kay product until all hands are raised at the skincare class. Then I know I have their undivided attention. And I simply say that one of the things I say that the greatest compliment that you could pay me today is to try our products. If you currently do not have an independent beauty consultant, I would love to be your independent beauty consultant. You see, I believe that if you don't tell people at that class, I think it's our responsibility as consultants to let the customers know that we want them to be our customer. They don't know that we have the go-give rule, okay? Just like a lot of us before we came into Mary Kay, we might have bought things from different people, right? Not necessarily in Mary Kay, but in any retail store, okay? So we just need to let them know that, and I think that's our responsibility. I would love to be your independent beauty consultant. After you tell them you're looking for customers and that this is the highest compliment they could pay you is to become your customer, they start to relax again because they go, oh, I could be a customer. And I simply say, if you're buying lipstick and lip liner somewhere and you love ours, I would love it if you bought from me. And so you just explain that to them because a lot of times they'll buy that day and they're not thinking that, oh, I can go back and buy everything from her. So by saying that one simple statement, you're going to retain a lot of customers. The second thing that I'm looking for today are bookings. You see, bookings are the lifeline of our business. And I truly believe that is the highest compliment you can pay me, is to share this with two or three of your friends. Now, what I have on the table at this point is I have a little basket of individual gifts wrapped, maybe a blush, hand creams, but actual product, and I had them in a basket. And remember, I told you at the beginning I always forgot to do the bookings. Well, I did the bookings at the first of the class. Then I never forgot. So I would say, and I would do the raise of the hand again, I would say, and the highest compliment you can pay me is if you all would go ahead and if you would just decide simply that you would like to have a booking with me, with two or three of your friends, and you decide that right now before we get started today, you get to reach into my basket and get a free gift. Okay? And then I never forgot to leave a class without a booking. And this is how I would do it. Guys, you only need to get one woman to raise her hand. Once one woman raises her hand, guess what happens? Two or three will follow. I have a minimum of three bookings at every class now because of this one little tool, and I let them all reach in right there. I give them instant satisfaction. They get a gift, and they're like, thank you. And then I just simply say, before you leave today, we'll get that on our books. And they go, okay, great. The third thing I'm looking for today our business associates. You see, I have made the decision, and then you fill in the blank. Whatever decision that you've made, for me, I had made the decision to promote myself to the national sales director, and that I was currently looking for sharp, professional women like all of you. I was looking for women who need more, who want more, and who are willing to do the work. I am willing to teach you everything that I know. So watch me today and see if this is something that you would be interested in. And you know what? You're always going to have eye contact. You're going to get so good at selecting the recruit at every skincare class. And I truly believe that the best recruits come from your skincare classes. So then, after I'd said those three things, I would say at the end, we'll find out who our customers are. And then at the end of my class, I'm simply going to give them a beauty book with a sales ticket because they want to order. I'm going to book the classes with the people that have selected a gift, and they're going to be my bookings. And then the third group are the people who want to know more, and I would love for them to stay and visit with me. So now they're all sitting there going, do I want to be her customer? Do I want to book a class with her? Or would I be interested in hearing more and working with her? Guys, what else do we do in this business? That's it in a nutshell, isn't it? So you've just introduced what you do in a really unique package. Then what I do is I go into the skincare. You can do the skincare and follow the flip chart. That is strictly up to you. Here's my rule of thumb. If it's working, do not change it. If you feel that you need a new skincare class, then that's when you pick up and tweak and change, you know, to get it working. But if you have something that's working, do not change it. Now, what I do, okay, this works for me. I would display all the Miracle Set, the 3-in-1, the day, the night, the moisturizer, the eye cream. I have the microdermabrasion for the back of the hand, the foundation, the blush, and lip gloss. So 3-in-1 cleanser, day, night, moisturizer, eye cream, foundation, blush, lip gloss, because this is a skincare class. And I'm going to emphasize skincare for the first class. Then when I book their follow-up, that's when I'm going to introduce to them the extensive glamour. Okay, and here's what I tell them. We're going to do a race. So I go over everything. I've got it set up in front of them. I go over the 3-in-1. I tell them how to use it. And I have the steps displayed, how we're going to use it. I have it in their tray, how we're going to use it. And I even number in my trays. 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's very simple for them to follow. Okay, so once I go through everything, I say to them, does everybody understand the first step all the way to the last step? And once everybody is in agreement with me, I say, on your mark, get set, go. We go through it, and I say the first two people that finish say Mary Kay, and they get to reach into what? My basket, and they get another free gift. And so you're going to watch professional women rolling up their sleeves. I mean, they're ready, and you're going to find how competitive and how much they really like to do this. And so what they find, though, is they can put Mary Kay on in 5 minutes. And it's not going to take any more time out of their day. And so then, at the end of that, the two will say Mary Kay, and they get to reach in, and they're like, oh, my gosh. And they can't believe, and now it's sitting on their face. They did it in 5 minutes, and I believe if you show a woman today that she can put our skincare on in 5 minutes, guess what? It's a sale. Your sales are going to soar. Thank you. Then, after we've completed that part, then I move to the marketing plan. I say, now for our 10-minute marketing. I taught myself the marketing plan. Today, you can go on to InTouch to Learn MK, and you can print out the Mrs. Cab. Does anybody know what I'm talking about on the Mrs. Cab? Okay. But you can print that out. Teach yourselves the marketing plan. It is okay to read from it. And that's what I did because I did not know the marketing plan. And so I would just read the Mrs. Cab, you know, how the marketing works. And so there's also a CD that you can order. It's called Set the Pace for Success. And on the back, on number 4, there is team building. We have so many great tools within the company that you can teach yourself the marketing plan. And the only way you get comfortable giving it is to start giving it. And guess what? It's okay to read at your skincare classes because that's what I did. I would give first my eye story, my heartfelt story, then the marketing plan. Now, in my eye story, you're going to have to keep it 2 to 3 minutes. You're going to have to condense it, then give the marketing plan. And again, just say that I'm currently seeking, you know, women that I would love to work with. So just keep watching. And if you feel this is something you want to know more about, I would love to talk to you at the end of this class. You know what? You're going to get a lot of eye contact. You're going to wish you'd started doing that a long time ago. I believe at every skincare class, if we had a class of 6 women that come to the table, I believe that 3 will buy, 2 will book, and 1 will recruit. Okay? That's about the odds. But if you don't tell people what you're looking for, you're going to miss the 1 or 2 recruits. They're going to sit there through that whole class. They're not going to buy. They're not going to book. They're going to get up and they're going to walk out that door to go to the next class in a year or two because they're not your customer and they're going to recruit with someone else. Are y'all with me? So if you introduce what you're looking for, then you increase your chances of them becoming your recruit. Okay, then at the end of that is the close, which is the best news of all. And here's what I do. I take the roll-up bag, and on this part of it, the roll-up bag can be anything that you want it to be. What we have gone to is what I call, have y'all ever heard Build-A-Bear? Okay, well, I've named my clothes Build-A-Bag. They get to build a bag and put everything in it that they would like. Now, I give them a cost. So you decide if your roll-up bag is $199, if it's $299. That's up to you. Whatever that price is, whatever you feel comfortable with, they can build it any way they want it. But here's how I close. And I do a table close, and I hold up the roll-up bag. I've got one rolled up on the table, and I'm holding one up kind of like Vanna. And I tell every single person at that table that they need 2, okay? And I say every woman in America needs 2 roll-up bags. And guess what they say? Why? And I say, oh, I'm so glad you asked. And I wait until somebody says, why do we need 2? And I say, you need 1 for the bathroom because it's compartmentalized. The first pocket is your skincare needs. The second pocket is your supplement needs. Your third pocket is all the glamour makeup. And the fourth pocket is your body care, whether it's cologne, satin hands, whatever. And so when you're in the bathroom and you have this roll-up bag, no longer are you going through drawer after drawer looking for that one eyeshadow that you absolutely love, and it's in the back of the drawer, and it's all broken up now, and they love that. And they laugh because, you know what, they've probably done that. Or they're going through all these purses trying to find that one lipstick. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So it's all compartmentalized. It hangs in the bathroom, and it's so easy to reach for what you want. The second roll-up bag you need is for travel. You want one ready to go for travel, rolled up underneath the sink, and then all you have to do when you're going somewhere is throw it in the bag. It's a no-brainer. It's got everything in it that you need, and they love that. See, the whole concept is if you sell them on the idea of buying 2, how many will they buy? 1. Because, see, when you shoot for the moon, you land among the stars. So you sell them on the idea of two, so they walk away with one. Then I assume that they're going to buy one. So I said, let's play another game, a final game, before we end today. And I say, let's just pretend all of you have bought a bag. Are y'all with me? And I do this, smiling and nodding. And they all go, okay, and they're all smiling and nodding. I said, let's pretend you've bought a bag. And let's pretend you've bought that bag home. And now let's pretend you're going to show it to all your friends. You're going to take it to work. You're going to show it to your coworkers. Who's going to want that bag? Simply because you do. And all of a sudden they're smiling. Oh, yeah, all my friends are going to want that bag. Then I say, I got an idea. Let's find out who can come up with the most names in 5 minutes here today. And the two people with the most names are going to get to reach in and get another small gift today. So here's what I tell them. I have a blank piece of paper already at their place. Now, I've numbered it. In the beginning, I didn't have it numbered, but you want to have it numbered. So I have it numbered 1 to 100. And here's what I tell them. I want you to list every single person in your circle of influence, people you work with, people you go to church with, your family, people across the United States. We're more than happy to ship a bag to any family member. But I want you to tell me who wants that bag simply because you have one. I tell them they can cheat. They can get their cell phone out. And I say, all I want is a first name. I don't want a last name. I don't want a phone number. You say, I'm not going to call them. I don't need to know who those people are. You need to know who those people are. And so all of a sudden, boy, they're going to win. And so I say, on your mark, get set, go. And they are writing. And I'm walking around the room. I'm going, oh, my gosh, Debbie's got 30 names. Oh, Susie's got 15. And they're writing first name only. All the way down. I had one lady at the end of the class. She had over 100 names in 5 minutes. You are going to be so shocked how many names these people can come up with in 5 minutes. Well, then, here's what I do. Real quickly, here's what I do. I walk up and let's say Debbie's sitting there and she's got 30 names. And I go, Debbie. I go, oh my gosh, you got 30 names in 5 minutes. And we all give her a big round of applause. And then I said, Debbie, would it be safe to say that you've just pre-sold 15 roll-up bags? I take half of whatever number she came up with. I said, would it be safe to say you've just sold 15 roll-up bags? And she goes, yeah, 15. I've pre-sold them. I go, in 5 minutes? Well, let's think about that for just a second. 15 times 299, 300, if you will. You have just pre-sold $4,500. And Debbie's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you can hear a pin drop now at your class. At this point, at the class, you're going to know who your customers are. They're the ones that are only going to buy that day, and that is okay. You're going to love them from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. You're going to book all your classes, and then you're going to ask those to stay, and you want to share a little bit more from your heart about team building. And that's why you want to educate yourselves on the team building. Take them to your weekly success meeting. These are your next recruits. And when you are sitting down with these people, here they have a list of 30 names in front of them. Those ones that just want to book, you're going to get two bookings out of every person now. What you have done is you have overcome every objection that they do not know anyone. They already have their list, and they didn't know that's what they were giving you. So with every booking, you can book two or three classes with that one person. And of course, the next thing is this, follow up, follow up, follow up. The key thing that I can tell you about this business is, I was once told about real estate, it was location, location, location. Well, in Mary Kay, it's follow up, follow up, follow up. And that's what you have to become a master of, following up. And so, you might consider creating your own personalized customer service tradition that will set you apart from other salespeople. And that is my power class.